What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mind Over Macros podcast. As always, I am your host, Mike Milner. In today's episode, I am going to tell you about losing your last 10 pounds. I don't know why this seems to be like the theme of the last week or so, but this has come up more times than I can count. Normally, I play by the rule of three. If I have something that comes up three times, then I know that it needs to be acted upon or spoken about or written about or something. This is like the rule of 10. I don't know. It's something about the last 10 pounds that has come up over and over and over again. From clients to conversations with coaches to, it's just been everywhere. Things that I've read, people that I've spoken to, the last 10 pounds seems to be the most popular theme of the week. So that's why I am doing this episode. So I'm going to tell you how to lose the last 10 pounds. But you know me, there's always going to be a twist. There's going to be a plot twist when it comes to the reveal about losing your last 10 pounds. But before I get into that, of course, I have to tell you to subscribe to the show wherever it is that you listen, because that's how we continue to reach new people. And yeah, that's the goal. So everybody is working together to make that happen. And the way that you make that happen is you just subscribe. It takes 2 seconds wherever you are listening. There's a follow button or a subscribe button or some kind of a button that allows you to get notified of new episodes. And that's it. And just by doing that simple act, you are helping other people who need to hear this podcast. And of course, you can leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you like to win some stuff. You have a lot of stuff to choose from now. Now, if you win, you get to choose a free supplement of your choice from 4 sponsors. We've got Cured Nutrition. We've got Legion Athletics, we've got Organifi, and we've got HairXT. HairXT being the new player on the block and definitely worth checking out. But all you have to do is open up the podcast app on your phone and tap on the search button. Even if you're already subscribed, you follow this process. Open up the podcast app on your phone, tap on the search button, type in Mind Over Macros, and then hit the thumbnail, go into the show, the thumbnail, then scroll down until you see the reviews. And then there will be a button that says write a review, and you write a little something and you submit. And just by doing that, you're eligible to win. And your odds of winning are so freaking high because we don't get that many reviews every week. We get a few. So call it 25% chance of winning, which is great because you get a free supplement just for doing that. And again, it takes about 30 seconds. And that's all the housekeeping notes. Before I tell you about the last 10 pounds and how to lose it and how to keep it off and, get into a little plot twist. Before I get into that, I have a funny story. So funny story. I decided the other week, at this point, it might've been about a month ago or 3 weeks ago. To be quite frank, time has kind of been a blur lately. I've been like crazy sick. I don't know why. I talked about having like the stomach virus and then I got sick again and Mel was sick and there was travel in there. And I feel like my life has just been a total fucking blur over the past month. I have no idea which way is up and what's happening. But anyway, at some point recently, like within the last month, I offered neurotype assessments for anybody who took me up on the offer. And they were just complimentary, just something I wanted to do. And it was in conjunction with the results of the neurotype study being published. And I basically said, if you want me to review your current nutrition plan and just kind of tell you what I would do differently if I were you, I'm going to open up 15 spots for calls. And that's it. Like there was no offer. There was no pitch there. It was just, hey, I'm going to set aside some time for 15 people and basically do like a nutritional audit and give you a plan. And it filled up immediately. Like I sent out the info. The 15 spots were filled very quickly. And they were mostly great, like great conversation. I would get on Zoom, we would chat, and I would go over their existing plan. What are they doing for nutrition? What are they doing for training? What does their lifestyle look like? What's their biggest roadblock? What's their biggest sticking point? And then I would just give them a plan. Like, here's what I recommend. Here's what I recommend doing with your nutrition. And here's some things that might be helpful, and send them on their way. And everybody was super thrilled. And, but the funny story is I had somebody who did the assessment call. Now, because I want to actually be useful, like my objective here is to be helpful and useful, I have a whole Google Doc that has all of the information that I'm, you know, I'm taking notes on each individual. So I always start the call and say, hey, by the way, like if you hear me typing in the background, it's not because I'm doing something else. I'm actually just taking notes for our call. And so I say that ahead of time. So anyway, I had somebody who booked the assessment call, and we had what I thought was a lovely chat, and I'm taking notes and I'm going through everything and I give her my feedback. And then she had mentioned something about coaching. And keep in mind, this was not a like, this was not a consultation call for coaching. This was literally just, let me help you with your plan, which I was just doing just to be helpful. Like there was nothing else involved. It was literally just, let me help you here. And she, you know, said, well, tell me about coaching. So I gave her like a quick, you know, rundown of the coaching program. She's like, okay, you know, I'll think about it. And I'm like, okay, sounds great. Have a nice day. Well, anyway, she emailed me back and maybe a week after our call or something like that. I don't know how long it was. Maybe it was a week, week and a half, something like that. And she basically said that I completely dropped the ball because I was totally distracted on our call and I wasn't paying attention. And then I did not follow up and reach back out to her after the call. And she was really excited to join the program. But because I didn't follow up and reach back out to her, she kind of lost interest. And because I was distracted, it got, you know, I guess rubbed her the wrong way. So the reason why that's funny is because me being distracted was me taking notes, which I have diligent notes on each person, including this individual. So I can tell you exactly her situation, exactly the plan that we discussed, all the things. So, which I did say ahead of time. So I tried to give the forewarning, but clearly that missed. But the funny thing is that for me, the way that I operate, I do not chase people. If somebody wants to work with us, I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. And I say that frequently. Like if anybody you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know that. I do not convince anybody of anything. I don't chase people. I am very laid back because I want you to want to move forward. And there should be a level of excitement about the opportunity. The reason why I had to laugh is because my personality, I'm very introverted. And sometimes people are surprised that I'm so introverted because I do a podcast where I have to talk all the time. And when people meet me in person, they're often surprised at how quiet I am. In fact, Mel will tell you a funny story about when we first met and I was her trainer at the gym and I was training this small group of women and they basically had this running joke, whether I was like a mute, like whether I actually ever spoke. And then she tells the story of like after like 6 months, I did a boxing session with them. And she said, I like broke out of my shell and became this extroverted person. Well, because I'm a type 2A and adrenaline dominant, once the adrenaline kicks in and I'm like in my element of, you know, doing boxing, something that's like highly energetic, or I have to turn it on for a podcast or a presentation, I become more extroverted. But me in my like normal quiet state, I am super introverted. And that also plays into the whole, like, I don't chase people down. I'm not going to like hound you and be like, you should join coaching. You should join, because that's not at all my style. So sometimes it's funny when your personality doesn't mesh with somebody, and then you start to kind of question, you're like, well, do I need to change who I am because somebody else doesn't like it? So I was kind of questioning that. Like, I like the fact that people usually, like when somebody says, oh, I'm really interested in coaching, I'm just not sure right now, I need to think about it, like my response is, take your time. I'm here if you need me, like, you know where to find me. And a lot of times I'll get a reply back like a couple days later and just a thank you, because so many other people are very salesy and they're like, have you decided yet? Have you decided yet? So a lot of times I'll get people to say, I really appreciate the fact that you just respected the time that I needed to think, and now I'm ready to move forward. But then it had me questioning, like, do I need to change? Do I need to like try to be more extroverted? Because that's pretty uncomfortable. And I'm like spinning, my head was spinning. And then I had a call today, and it was somebody who joined the program, zero hesitation, was so excited. Like, she literally was like, I was so nervous to talk to you, and I don't know why I was nervous. You're so easygoing. You're so like calm. And it was not at all what I thought. Like, there was just this peaceful conversation, and I can't wait to work with you. And I told her the story. I was like, I'm so glad that you said that, because I was questioning my own personality, like questioning myself, because here's the bottom line. That was like the validation that I needed. But also, it's a reminder that you are not going to be for everybody. I'm not for everybody. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And that is totally fine. And I forgot that for a second. But having that conversation that reaffirmed, some people don't need me to be different. Some people don't need me to be anything other than me. So I am still not going to chase anybody. And I also thought about it. It's like, it's kind of like playing the game where you're like, ooh, I'm really interested in this person, but like, I'm going to wait for them to text me. Like, I don't play childish games. I'm too old for that shit. Like, we're not playing that game. If you're in, and here's the other thing, because she had mentioned something in the email about me trying to grow my business. I really don't care about the money. It's not about being transactional. Yes, I have to make a living. Yes. And I think that we are significantly underpriced for what we do. And that's intentional, because it's not just about dollars. It's not just about growing a business. I want the right people, and I want to operate in integrity. I want to be able to be myself, and I want to be able to make a living. That's it. Like, that's the goal. But the funny thing about that is I have the solution, right? Like, I always think about it like this. If somebody reaches out and they have a problem that they want solved, and I know that we can solve it, and they decide not to, that's their problem. Like, that's not for me to convince them. It's like, imagine you had a broken leg and you go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, yeah, absolutely, I can fix your broken leg. And you're like, I need some time to think about it. And then you leave the doctor's office, and then you're like, why did this doctor try to sell me into the, like, you have the broken leg, and maybe it's not that dire of a situation. And maybe you go to a different doctor and that doctor breaks your other leg. Now you've got two broken legs because you were too fucking stubborn to just take the solution that was right in front of you. Anyway, so that's how I feel about it. I feel that anybody who has the opportunity to get the solution that I know we can deliver, and they decide not to, that's on them. Like, it's their loss. I'm not here to convince. I'm not here to chase down. I'm not here to hunt. I am here to do what we do, and that is to help the people that want to be helped. The end. I am here to help the people that want to be helped, and I'm not going to change who I am just because I'm not for everybody. And that's fine. If I'm not for you, it's easy to stop listening. It's easy to unsubscribe from my emails. It's easy to unfollow me. It happens every single day. Literally, every single day, somebody unfollows me. Somebody unsubscribes from my email list. I needed the reminder, though, because sometimes we lose sight of the fact that we're good just the way that we are. Now, yes, we should be constantly seeking improvement. We should be trying to grow. We should be trying to evolve. But at the end of the day, if somebody can't accept you for you, that's on them. That's their problem. So this is the reminder to myself. And maybe this is what you needed to hear. Maybe you felt judged unfairly. Maybe you felt criticized unfairly by somebody like I did. And that's just the reminder for myself and for you that you are good just the way that you are. And there are people out there that will respect that and will like that about you. And yes, continue to try to improve yourself, but also don't worry about trying to be everything to everyone because it's never going to happen. Oh, it feels good. I had to get that out because that was just eating at me. I had to get that out. You already know this is my therapy. We're in therapy session. I had to get it out and I feel a lot better. All right. I want to take a brief pause in this episode to talk about Organifi. How much more is there to say about Organifi other than if you're not using their products, I don't know what you're waiting for because the best quality ingredients around and just an incredible line of products. Like, where else can you find a company that's delivering the best tasting green juice plus one of the most underrated adaptogens in the world? No one else is doing Shilla Jeet gummies. Like, truly, no one else is doing Shilla Jeet gummies, which are amazing for focus and energy and performance. And it's an adaptogen. So it really doesn't matter if you need more energy. It's actually beneficial no matter what. But yeah, I start every morning with my crisp apple green juice. And then my Shilla Jeet gummies are a staple every single day. We've got the Happy Drops. That's the mood enhancing gummies that they just released. They've got their collagen protein. They've got their gold juice, the chocolate flavor, which is delicious. I've been taking immunity since I've been getting sick way more often. So I just started bringing that back into the rotation. And you get all of their products for 20% off. 20% off if you go to Organifi.com/popfam. That's Organifi.com/popfam. And use the code POPFAM at checkout. Go get yourself hooked up. Give yourself the gift of incredible, incredible products that will help you with your habits, that'll help you with your health, and just make you feel better overall. Organifi.com/POPFAM. And now let's get back to the episode. All right, let's talk about the real task at hand here, which is the last 10 pounds. I'm going to tell you exactly what it takes to lose the last 10 pounds. But the way that we have to start this conversation is the idea of the last 10 pounds is a very risky idea as a construct, as a thought, as an idea. It is risky and it is dangerous because, number one, it facilitates the mindset that there is a stopping point. It facilitates the mindset that there is a finish line. Even if, listen to me closely, even if you are the type of person who says, I want to be healthy forever, you're saying the right thing, but you're also thinking about the last 10 pounds, your brain is going to override your long-term thinking and it's going to tell you about the short-term fix. That's just how your brain works. Long, abstract, way in the future goals are very difficult to feel tangible. Short term, very easy to feel tangible. So your brain will think only 10 more pounds, finish line, end date. It's making it a stopping point and it's a very risky game. Now, the second thing is it's arbitrary. Because it's based off of nothing other than your own assumption, but you actually have no idea. So I tell this story frequently, but it's worth repeating. For the longest time, I thought that 200 was my number, that I had to get below 200. And we're talking about when I was 250, 260, and trying to lose a significant amount of weight. I thought that 200 was my magic number. So when I would get below 200, I would think, okay, I don't actually like the way that I look. I'm still 10 pounds away. And then I would get to 190 and I was still 10 pounds away. And then I got to 180 and I was still 10 pounds away. Then I got to 170 and I was still 10 pounds away. When I got to 180 back up to 180 and actually built some muscle, I felt a lot better. Then I built even more muscle and started hanging out around 185 and 190 and felt even better. The number was completely arbitrary. It was based off of nothing. So my point to that is chasing the last 10 pounds might not actually be 10 pounds. It is a risky proposition because you may find that you still don't like the way you look. You may find that you keep going and you keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it until you completely rebound, which is what happened to me. I went down to like 165 and then I ballooned back up to over 200 before I finally settled in. So that's risky. Number three, it might not be worth it. That's the other thing that we often learn on the journey to the last 10 pounds. It might not be worth it, meaning the things that you have to sacrifice for the last 10 pounds, you may not be willing to sacrifice. And that is a very real conversation and a reality that we have to address. You might have to give up drinking altogether. You might have to only be dining out once a week or less. You might have to cut some people out of your life because they're horrible influences on you. Like, there are some serious sacrifices that you might have to make. The last 10 pounds might not be worth it. The other thing is, you might be thinking in the wrong direction. So number four, it might be a lack of muscle that makes you unhappy or dissatisfied with your body composition. So it might actually be the other direction where you need to put on more muscle. That was definitely the problem with me when I was 165. I was way under muscled and skinny fat. The problem was not to lose more weight. It was to build more muscle. The solution was to build more muscle, not to lose more weight. So you might actually be thinking about this in the wrong direction. So if all of those caveats don't scare you away from the last 10 pounds, then I'm actually going to tell you what the last 10 pounds takes. So from a nutrition standpoint, we're talking about at least 90% compliance. And when I say 90% compliance, I'm not talking about 90% of your days. This is a big mistake that people make. 90% of your days means that 9 out of 10 days you are compliant. However, if that one day out of the 10 is a total shit show, that doesn't only count for 10%, right? Like, let me try to keep the math simple. Let's say you're eating 2,000 calories a day. Okay. And 10 days at 2,000 is 20,000 calories. Is that right? So let's say you eat 18,000 calories over 9 days. And let's just assume your macros are on point too. So you're golden. However, on that 10th day, the 10% that you're not compliant, let's say you eat 6,000 calories, which is not that far-fetched. But I'm just using this to illustrate a point. That's no longer 10% because 6,000 calories is 4,000 calories over where you needed to be. And 4,000 out of 20,000 is not 10%. You see what I'm saying here? The math adds up with a lot greater than 10%. So what I'm saying is you have to be 90% compliant to your overall targets and your overall nutrition plan, not days. Counting days is kind of stupid because the days that you're off might override the days that you're on. That might not actually be 90% compliance because the one day, the 10%, was so out of range that it took up a larger chunk than 10%, if that makes sense. So what you need first and foremost with your nutrition is you need to be 90% compliant, like legitimate 90%. You have to have really good habits with the quality of food that you're eating, with your movement, with your training routine, with hydration, sleep, stress management. All of these things have to be pretty well buttoned up for the last 10 pounds. The last 10 pounds also comes with a major sacrifice on dining out and alcohol. And this is where the sacrifice may not be worth it. I think that was point three that I made, that it might not be worth it. Because you don't have a lot of room for alcohol when you're trying to lose the real last 10 pounds, like whatever definition we're using, like the weight where, I don't know, for me, the last 10 pounds is like, I walk around with abs and like super lean. I'm not willing to give up alcohol completely to be that lean all the time. So I am typically, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 pounds heavier because of the choice to not have crazy defined abs year round and to be able to drink when I want to drink and to eat out when I want to eat out and do things like that. So if you really wanted to get down the last 10 pounds, you're going to have to be very, very selective and be like few and far between when it comes to restaurant meals, DoorDash, and alcohol. And it might not be worth it. The other thing is that the small rocks become more important. So when we're talking about getting like most of the way there, the big foundational pieces get you most of the way there, right? Your nutrition plan, food quality, how much you're eating, your macros, your steps every day, your training routine, your sleep routine, how you manage stress, all of that. I would even go as far to say like emotional processing and stress coping would be in the big rocks, because without that, you're probably not going to be super consistent. Like typically, lack of consistency is usually from emotional eating, binge eating, stress eating, things that get in the way. Or you like, you know, anytime your schedule is a little bit different than normal, you are completely lost. Like those are all the common things that slip us up. But I would say within the big rocks, it's like being able to navigate that stuff, being able to stay on track with different, you know, schedule changes, being able to stay on track through uncomfortable emotions, right? You have the skill set of knowing how to process your emotions. You have the skill set of knowing how to cope with stress and not always using food as that outlet. So you've got that all in place. The big rocks will get you most of the way there. When you are trying to take your body composition and your physique to the next level, the small rocks and the pebbles start to become more important. That's where we can play around with things like meal timing or some cycling or really leaning into like neurotype specific protocols from a training perspective, from a nutrition perspective. That's where we can get into some supplementation that might help move the needle like 1%. Again, it's like the little thing, like to get most of the way there, you can get away with pretty much any strength training program as long as you're just like using your muscles. But then you want to get to the next level, it really has to be properly programmed. It's like you can get away with just hitting protein and calories to get most of the way there. But then when we want to get to the last 10 pounds, we got to be really diligent about macro ratios and things like that. And we could even start to, you know, maybe front load some calories and carbs or build some carbs cycling around your training or things that most people jump to way too quickly, that don't move the needle much at all, that are largely irrelevant, except for in these extreme cases. But it's funny because most people will be like, well, I can't stay consistent, but should I do carb cycling? Should I, you know, do my meal times matter? Whatever. Like, no, let's just work on consistency first because it'll take you most of the way there. One more brief pause in this episode. The other day, Mel was like, has anybody seen you in a while, like your friends? Because I think they're going to be impressed with your hair. And she actually noticed on herself, She's like, I can tell that my hair is coming back fuller and thicker. And this stuff actually works. And she was talking about HairXT, which is the newest sponsor of the show and a product that I have been using for the last 2 months. I actually told one of my buddies, we were in New York together at the Sixers game, and he was like, you try it first and then you keep using it and let me know how it goes. And I said, it's already working. Like, you should already jump on this because in 90 days, you're going to be blown away. So now I'm getting him to start. And I've never felt so confident in getting my hair taken care of because I thought I was just destined to be bald. Like my genetics would tell me that I am, but yes, I still have the bald spot that makes me a little bit self-conscious, but it is art. I can see the little hairs growing back. Things are happening. It is undeniable. Mel is noticing. I'm noticing when I see it in the mirror. And now that I've got the nice combo of the vitamins and the serum, we're just using the tag team approach here, which is the best way to go. HairXT will help you regrow your hair. It'll also help you with hair that's thinning. And it is an all-natural product, an all-natural process. You don't have to do expensive surgeries and nothing crazy, nothing painful. This is all natural. Just go to hairxt.com so you can see for yourself what I'm talking about, how amazing this product is. Just go to hairxt.com and you can look at all the ingredients. You can see this is a natural process, a natural product. It does work. I can verify. I would never talk about anything on this show that I have not personally used, that I can't speak from personal experience. I can vouch for HairXT. It might be the gift that you need for yourself or for a loved one. They will thank you for it many times over. I can say that from my own experience and just how much better it feels to know that I am getting this taken care of, because it was definitely a spot, a bald spot of insecurity. Anyway, go to HairXT.com. Use the code POPFAM, as always, POPFAM. Code POPFAM, get yourself 20% off. And it's very generous that they're doing this because it's an amazing product. And sometimes when a product's that good, you don't have to offer any promo codes or anything like that. Like, let the results speak for themselves, as they do. But fortunately, as a Mind Over Macros listener, you get 20% off. HairXT.com. The code is POPFAM. And now let's get back to the episode. But that's the biggest difference, is you have to make the sacrifice. Your compliance requirements go way up. And the small rocks matter way more. So again, it all circles back to, is it worth it? At the end of the day, is it worth it? Now, you may be surprised to hear me say this, but my belief is that sometimes you have to do the thing and get the thing to realize it's not the thing. Sometimes you have to do the thing and get the thing to realize it's not the thing. Because I would have never known that walking around super shredded was not worth it unless I got super shredded. So I've been through it. I've done it before. I don't have any desire to really go back there. Even when my irrational brain sees those pictures and goes, you could do that again and you could just stay there. No, brain, shut up. It's not possible for me. It's possible. It's not healthy. And it's also not necessary. I care about quality of life. I care about health. I care about my social life. I care about travel and enjoying food and living it up on occasion, right? So it all comes back to, is it worth it? The question is, maybe. It depends on you. It depends on your goals. It depends on what's important for you. But sometimes you do have to get the thing to realize it's not the thing. So the biggest caveat, though, is when you, or if you, go through this process and you start to realize that it's not worth it, rather than getting frustrated, just be really grateful that you learned that lesson. I mean, that is a huge awareness piece. If you're going through the process and you keep fucking it up, it's okay. It just means that it's not worth it for you. That's great. That's great awareness, because you're going through it. You're trying to make the sacrifices, but you're not. And that is you telling yourself that you don't want to make those sacrifices. That's a huge awareness. So too often we beat ourselves up and we're like, but I really want to get the last 10 pounds off. But do you? But do you really? Because your actions tell a very different story. So why don't we just listen and say, I tried. Clearly, I wasn't worth it. Clearly, I wasn't ready to make those sacrifices. Maybe I'll try again later and see if I'm ready at another time. There's nothing wrong with that. The awareness is huge. If you can walk away with that lesson and say, it's not worth it to me, that is an absolute win. So most people don't need to be chasing the last 10 pounds. Most people just want to be like my definition of lifestyle lean, where you can enjoy life. You still made sacrifices, but not overhaul my entire existence type of sacrifices. And I think that we do a really good job of setting those expectations with clients, because this has come up a lot with clients. And we've been having this talk about the last 10 pounds and here's what it's going to take. And is it really worth it? And, you know, again, some clients say, I want to go through the process to find out. Great. We're all on board. Like, I have no problem. Somebody wants to get shredded. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Like, you're going to hate life. You're going to be tired. You're going to be hungry. It's going to suck, but like, who cares? Let's go. You want this? Let's go. I think we do a really good job of setting the expectations, having these conversations, and then doing the thing that needs to be done. And then we reevaluate. Okay, what did we learn through that process? We learned that it was way more miserable than you thought, and you don't want to do that anymore. Amazing. Now let's talk about what the next step looks like. Maybe it's building muscle or focusing on performance or whatever. I think we do that really well. So it's important. It's important to have that support, that guidance, that accountability to be able to show you, because it's hard to read the label when you're inside the bottle. It's important for somebody to show you the label, to show you in a, you know, an objective perspective that you can say, okay, that makes sense. Now I see it. And now I know what I need to do or what I want to do. If you need our assistance, the first thing that you should know is I will not chase you down. I will not hunt you. I will not try to find you. I want you to want to move forward. I want you to want to solve the problem that's holding you back. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling frustrated, if you've got 20 pounds to lose, 50 pounds to lose, 5 pounds to lose, you want to build muscle, you want to gain weight, whatever it is, we can solve a lot of problems. But I'm not going to convince you that you need, because you don't need to. It's not a need. It should be a want. It should be a desire. It should be, I want to do this for me. And if that's you, then we'll get along just great. So you can go to neurotypetraining.com/apply if you want to fill out an application. Neurotype is N-E-U-R-O, type, training.com/apply. And you can fill out a coaching application. And then you talk to me directly. And you might be surprised that I'm actually pretty quiet and reserved on the phone. And I'm very laid back and I'm not going to put any pressure on you. I'm not going to make you make a decision on the spot. It'll be a very casual and easygoing conversation. I will not be distracted. I will be fully engaged in the process and we'll have a great chat. And then you can make your decision. And then if you have questions, you can reach out, but I will not hunt you down and I will not convince you of anything. But if you need some help, I got you covered on that. Because who wants to walk around with a broken leg? Let's get that leg fixed. Let's get you feeling good and looking good, especially heading into summer. And oh, by the way, if you're on my email list, you probably saw that we are doing a challenge very soon. So I should do my part and mention that here. If you want to do a challenge, our challenges are pretty epic. It's kind of like a choose your own adventure. It's called the Summer Hustle. This was actually our most popular and successful challenge that we did. Gosh, it must have been 4 years ago at this point. I can't believe how fast time goes. I believe it was 4 years ago that we did the Summer Hustle. We're bringing it back, and it was our most popular, most successful challenge. And it's basically like a choose your own adventure. So when you enroll in the challenge, it'll be like $97, 4 week challenge. So you'll enroll and then you'll do like a choose your adventure. Do you want aggressive fat loss? Do you want moderate fat loss? Do you want a reverse diet back to maintenance? Because a lot of people struggle with that. Do you want to build muscle? Do you want to improve performance? So you'll choose your adventure. And then you'll have a coach that's assigned to you that will build out your entire nutrition plan and will be holding you accountable throughout the process. And you'll get access to all of JK's programming to make sure that the body composition changes are where they need to be through the challenge. Or you can do your own workouts. That's totally fine too. And then we do like a whole community thing where we do mini challenges that you can win prizes. We do a grand prize for the best overall transformation. We donate a portion of the proceeds to charity. We also do check-in calls. So you'll be able to jump on and do check-in calls to hold yourself accountable. Your coach will be holding you accountable. So really, if you need a fire lit under your ass, if you need that fire lit under your ass, then the challenge is a great way to go. And just be on the email list if you need details, because that's the best way to get access to everything is be on the email list. My emails are informative and hilarious, if I may say so myself. So that's the best way to get info. But yeah, the Summer Hustle is coming soon and I'm excited for it. We haven't done a challenge in a while and we haven't done this challenge, which was really well received in freaking 4 years. So it's long overdue. I'm excited. We're going to get some crazy results as we always do through these challenges. And if you like the whole like choose your own adventure style with the coach walking you through your own adventure, you'll love this and win some cool stuff along the way. Anyway, that's it for me. Hopefully this was helpful and I will talk to you next time.